Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Hello, I'm Blake. Welcome to the 4P Short Breaks Takeover. We have locked the adults out of the studio. We have lots of great music and interesting chats before we have to give Vectis Radio back to the adults at 6 p.m. Stay tuned and be entertained.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect light rain showers and a moderate breeze, highs 21, lows 15. Tuesday we can expect light rain showers and a moderate breeze, highs 20, lows 15. Wednesday we can expect light rain showers and a moderate breeze, highs 19, lows 15. Thursday we can expect thundery showers and a moderate breeze, highs 19, lows 14. And Friday we can expect light rain showers and a moderate breeze, highs 20, lows 14. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, a Bembridge man has appeared in court charged with a stabbing and assault by beating. Dean Daly of Crossway was arrested in the early hours of Saturday in connection with two incidents. He was subsequently charged with assault by beating relating to an alleged incident on the 1st of August and with wounding with intent in relation to an alleged incident which took place sometime between the 18th and the 25th of August. He was remanded into custody. He appeared at Southampton Magistrates Court this week. Meanwhile, the Isle of Wight Council, Fair Share UK, Red Funnel and Southern Housing are working together to boost a lifeline scheme helping islanders struggling against the rising cost of living. Food charity Fair Share UK are supporting the council's Connect for Communities programme by delivering a weekly supply of fresh fruit and vegetables, canned and dried food, as well as other essentials to the island's community pantries. The charity works across the food industry to get good quality, nutritious surplus food that would otherwise go to waste to nearly 9,500 charities and community groups across the UK. The new partnership extends to ferry operator Red Funnel, which has kindly agreed to transport the vital supplies across the Solent free of charge for the next 12 months. Meanwhile, Southern Housing Group has underlined its commitment to supporting residents amid rising energy prices and inflation by making a generous £10,000 donation towards future transport costs. Three community pantries are now operating on the Isle of Wight. East Cowes was the first to open in April, with Ventnor following during the May half-term holiday. Ryde Community Pantry also opened last month. The pantries, set up by local organisations with support from Connect for Communities, aim to give those in need a helping hand by providing food on a weekly basis at a lower price than can be found in supermarkets. Finally, the members of Shanklin Conservative Club have raised £3,086 for their nominated charity for 2021 and 22, the Sandown and Shanklin Independent Lifeboat. The money was collected during the year from a variety of events held at Shanklin Conservative Club, including collections, quizzes, race nights and movie nights. A cheque was presented to Coxswain and Operations Manager Mark Birch by the Chair of Shanklin Conservative Club, George Webster, and his wife Barbara, along with Management Committee members Carol Chase and Terry Hobbs. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
This is Cassidy with the cinema guide for this week. All of the following films will be shown from Monday to Thursday. At Cineworld, Long Way Back, rated 12A. Spider-Man No Way Home, rated 12A. The Forgiven, rated 18. Fallen 2022, rated 15. Bullet Train, rated 15. Minions, The Rise of Gru, rated U. And Top Gun Maverick, rated 12A. at both Cineworld and Commodore Cinema, The Beast 2022 rated 15, DC League of Super Pets rated PG, Fisherman Friends 1 and All rated 12A. For more information, including film availability and showtimes, make sure you check the Cineworld and Commodore Cinema website.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Fern Cotton is a TV show host, Steve Jones is a guitarist, and Pauline Collins is a movie actress. Now, do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now!
Hi, my name's Cassidy, and here's juicy fruitcake. It's prepared in 2 minutes, and you can cook it in 2.5 minutes. 4 tablespoons of orange and mango smoothie or other fruit smoothies. 1 tablespoon slightly salted butter, very soft. 1 tablespoon super fine sugar. 1 egg. 1 tablespoon safe as in flour. Icing sugar for dusting. Put the butter fruit smoothie into a 200ml microwave safe mug and microwave on full power for 30 seconds. Stir in the sugar, egg and flour and beat together until smooth. Microwave on full power for 2 minutes. Serve dusted with a little icing sugar.
This is James with the theatre guide for the month of September. At Medina Theatre, we have Darts on Friday the 16th of September at 7:30pm, The Drifters on Saturday the 17th of September at 7:30pm, Greatest Songs from the Movies on Thursday the 22nd of September at 7:30pm, Rabbit Rabbit, a tribute to Chas and Dave on Saturday the 24th of September at 7:30pm, Into the Groove, the ultimate tribute to Madonna on Friday the 30th of September at 7:30pm, At Shanklin Theatre, Beyond the West End, on every Thursday at 8:15pm. Striplight Orchestra, live on Friday the 9th of September at 7:30pm. Jack Up the 60s with the Zoots, on Saturday the 10th of September at 7:30pm. Memories of the Four Tops, on Friday the 16th of September at 7:30pm. Back to Bacharach, on Saturday the 17th of September at 7:30pm. Tabs Productions presents Who Killed Agatha Christie on Monday the 19th of September at 7:30pm and Tuesday the 20th of September at 2:30pm and 7:30pm. T-Rextacy, the Greatest Hits Tour on Saturday the 24th of September at 7:30pm. The King's Voice on Friday the 30th of September at 7:30pm. For more information, including ticket availability, make sure to visit the Medina Theatre and Shanklin Theatre websites.
In local news this week, the Isle of Wight Council has provided further information about AJ Bell Tour of Britain traffic arrangements after road signs were put out along the race route over the weekend. The signs give motorists advance warning of the road closures that are required during the race on the 11th of September to ensure the safety of riders and spectators. The signs also provide a reminder that cars need to be removed from the course well before the race starts. However, the road closure time on the signs from 11am till 3:30pm is the overall period within which a rolling road closure will be in place. This rolling road closure itself will be for a maximum of 30 minutes to an hour, much shorter than the timings shown in the notice. Alex Minns, the council's assistant director for neighbourhoods, said, "Because it is a live sporting event, it is difficult to predict the exact times during which the rolling road closures will come into effect. Therefore, the official road closure is for a general period within which we are confident the race will be completed. In reality, the actual road closure will be much shorter than the general time shown on the signs. Only the start and finish points, right seafront and the section between Chale and the Needles will be subject to longer road closures. Meanwhile, Ryde bus station is being temporarily relocated as part of ongoing Ryde interchange works. From the 12th of September, the station is being moved until spring of 2023. It means Route 4, 9 and 37 will now be at the Rose Garden on the Esplanade. Routes 2, 3, 8, Island Coaster and Downs Breezer will move to the Esplanade on the opposite side of the road. A Southern Vectis spokesperson said, "We apologise for any inconvenience this may cause. We will continue to update customers with any changes. Ryde Travel Shop will be open as usual." Finally, White Fibre has announced the completion of their big copper switch-off this week, a full 10 years ahead of the rest of the UK. White Fibre has been operating a hybrid fibre coaxial network on the Isle of Wight since 2001, and in 2018 commenced the rollout of a new full fibre network across the island. Earlier this year, the final few cable customers were upgraded to the new network. Over the summer, the last few phone-only customers were upgraded, allowing the old copper network to finally be decommissioned. The entire network is now fully optical right into the customer premise. Each home has its own dedicated fibre optic cables, no sharing with neighbours, providing world-class broadband speeds. John Irvine, White Fibre CEO, said, "Our big copper switch-off was a major undertaking. For most customers, the migration to full fibre was seamless. Their existing phones and analogue devices are supported on the new network, with the notable exception of rotary dial telephones. Thankfully, there were only a few of those." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people having their birthdays? Now I'm going to tell you their ages and years of birth. Fern Cotton, who was born in 1981, who's 40. Steve Jones, who was born in 1955, who's 66. And finally, Pauline Collins, who was born in 1940, who's 81. That's it for your celebrity birthdays. I'll have some more for you this weekend. Bye for now!
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. Be Late for Something Day on Monday the 5th of September serves as a gentle reminder that it's good to procrastinate and be a little late occasionally. Are you one of those individuals that is always on time? Do you live in the present and live by the minute? Do you think that taking a single moment to relax when you have to get somewhere is comparable to committing a terrible sin? Not everywhere you go requires you to be on time. Instead of rushing through life without taking the time to truly appreciate it, the only thing you will likely need to start doing is pausing sometimes to smell the roses and giving yourself permission to be late. Number 2. Another Look Unlimited Day on Tuesday the 6th of September encourages you to take a second look at the items you are getting rid of to find items that could be recycled, donated to a good cause, or given to friends. There are always countless items you can get rid of that you don't need. However, this day is intended for you to find other recipients for your stuff, such as a charity or friends, or for you to discover a new use for the object. However, before you carry those boxes and bags to the donation centre, make sure you are ready to let go of all those memories and moments. Number 3. No News is Good News Day on Sunday the 11th of September advises us to take a break from the constant stream of news. Unbelievably, the world continues to function even if you aren't informed about every crisis, catastrophe, controversy and tragedy. Without being jam-packed with celebrity trivia or the daily transgressions of the great and not so great, a day can nevertheless be rewarding. On this day, take a break from the never-ending barrage of news and focus on your own little world instead of the vast one filled with tension and negative news. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays. So me and Connor are going to be talking about game review. It's called Rainbow Six Siege. So would you like to start off, or should I start off?
You start off.
Okay, so basically, Rainbow Six Siege is a game in the end. And basically, it's kind of like, it's basically just a SWAT game. I've said basically like five times in this one sentence. It's just a SWAT game, basically. Oh, I did it again.
Six.
So, you have two teams, two separate teams. One is the SWAT team, where you can, like, where you have to go into, like, a house. Like, there's loads of different maps of, like, houses and big facilities and all that that you have to try and get into. I'm pretty sure it's teams of five, is it? Or six?
Yes,
five. Right, teams of five, two teams of five. One team has got to, like, get in. The defending team are basically, you have to either, like, defend a hostage, which the attacking team have got to rescue, or the attacking team, or they got to defend two bombs, or is it one bomb? I can't remember.
Two.
Two, that are hidden around the map, the one diffuser spawns in and person picks it up and you've got to defuse the two bombs. I can't remember if there's any other game modes and I don't really care. Those are the only two that are relevant. Basically, it's just a SWAT game. 5v5, there's an objective. Either you have to disarm the bomb, save the hostage, or do whatever the objective is, or you have to completely kill the entire other team. And it's all like sound based game and all that. You like get different classes and all that. Are you actually going to explain any of this, Connor, or are you just going to look on your phone?
No, I will explain. I'm just waiting for you to finish.
Okay, so basically, yeah, there's loads of different characters with like different abilities and all that. For like example, there's Sledge, where he has a sledgehammer and he can just smack through walls really easily. There's one called Thermite, which there's this thing where defenders can do. They can put up this wall, like barricade the wall with this metal thing, and you can't blow it up, but Thermite's got this special explosive that can go
through. Okay. Wait, I think we should talk what platforms is on.
Well, yeah, but we need to talk more about the game. I haven't done
it
yet.
Do we have to explain them?
I'm not going to explain all of them. I'm just giving little things. There's some other things about the games, like different gun classes and all that. You got any questions, Jasper?
What age rating is it?
18.
Okay.
So the game is on Xbox, PC, and
PlayStation. So yeah, wasn't it on Nintendo Switch as well?
No, they got a Nintendo Switch version. No.
Okay. Age 18 game on all the consoles that we just listed. It's quite a fun game. It can get pretty boring after a while, though. It's got gore. It's got guns, obviously, and all that. So yeah. Out of 10, I'd probably rate it like a 6-7, probably.
I'd rate it an 8 out of moist 10.
8 out of moisty 10?
Yes.
Ooh, I'm more into a different game called Dead by Daylight, which I explained ages ago. But yeah, so that's Rainbow Six Siege. It's a fun game for all the family, except it's not. It's an adult game. It's online multiplayer. You can play with your friends online, or you can play with random people. So yes, that's Rainbow Six Siege. Vectis Radio presents a spectacular night of entertainment. Join us for a variety show. You won't want to miss it. Fundraising event for our 4P's Radio Training School, hosted by Ian Mack. A fun night for all the family. There will be live music from Second Time Around, Huxley the Magician, stand-up comedy from Martin Bonner, White Harmony Choir, Captain Nash, who is a professional pirate, and the White Strollers. All this is just for £10 a ticket. And if that isn't enough, there will also be a raffle. This is on Saturday the 10th of September. Order your tickets now at tickets@vectisradio.fm. It is at Strings Bar and Venue in Newport and will be on at 7:30 p.m.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is grandiose. It is spelled G-R-A-N-D-I-O-S-E. It is an adjective used to describe something that seems impressive or is intended to be impressive, but is neither possible nor practical. It can be used in the sentence, "We embarked on these car projects with grandiose visions, many as unrealistic as they were ingenious." It originated from the mid-19th century, from French, from the Italian word grandioso, and from grande, which means grand. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
That's the end of the show, so it is time to go. So it's a goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Caelan.
Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Goodbye from me, Connor.
And goodbye from Cassidy.
Bye. Goodbye.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.